Okay, so I'm going to say some stuff that should promote you to wake up even faster. But you're probably going to get mad at first. But if you think about what I'm saying, if you go ahead and listen to the end, it's okay to get mad and try to prove me wrong. But you won't prove me wrong, but it's okay to try. And I'm willing to learn from anybody, but I've meditated on this for a long time. So anyway, if you look around you, you see that the birds follow a pattern, the cats follow a pattern, the dogs follow a pattern, certain kinds of nations follow a pattern, the Chinese, the Russians, the Australians. So cultures follow a pattern. The African continent follows a pattern. Canadians follow a pattern. Mexicans follow a pattern. There's patterns set in so many places that's not even funny. And so if you look at people, smokers, they all follow a pattern. That's why they all hang out together and smoke. Now they hate each other, but they smoke together. Drinkers follow a pattern. They're all pretty much using each other, pretty much. Drinkers follow a pattern. And the gurus follow a pattern. The trendsetters follow a pattern. The YouTube channel, they follow a pattern. The big YouTube channels, they find a pattern that works and they stay in it, you know. They find a groove and stay in it, and they all follow each other's groove, you know. The scientists, the engineers, the painters, you know, you see these painters out at the restaurant, you know, they're a painter, and two or three of them work, you know, go to the restaurant, you see them sitting there. They follow a pattern. Electricians, AC guys, programmers, you talk to a programmer, they all follow a pattern. Mamas, daddies, men follow a pattern, women follow a pattern. There's patterns in pretty much everything that you do. If you take 50 people and you plump them on a job, and then you go and take 50 more people and you plump them in another job, you'll see the same personalities, the same characters, the same characteristics. You'll see the same dress, the same conversations, the same talk. It's just a repeat copy. You might have 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 1,000 that thinks different than the hive. So what is that? What is that? You can find it in everything that you look at, from animals to people to corporations. You look at a certain industry. Let's look at the car industry. They all follow a pattern. Salesmen, they follow a pattern. Architects, they follow a pattern. No matter where you go, it's a pattern. And if you think you're outside of it, you're deceiving yourself. The only way to break free is to admit you were in it. Now, what is it? The witches follow a pattern. The Baptists follow a pattern. The Methodists follow a pattern. The Pentecostal follow a pattern. They all follow patterns. What is it? Well, it's a cube. It's a box. It's the AI. It's the AI machine, man. It's the habit. Even the trendsetters who have a bunch of followers. Somebody told me today the trendsetters have a pattern. Exactly. They all have patterns because Mother Earth, universe is one term, is a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. Now you can start writing into the machine and become a trendsetter and set the patterns that you want to set. But even then, you start to create copies and you're a copy. Now, what are you a copy of? If no matter what you do, where you go, it's some kind of copy, some kind of clone, some kind of let's say there's some artwork. You know, if you talk to these people who were, they do fabric, right? I was able to talk to a lot of people in the furniture market business, and what they'll do is they'll come up with a pattern, and this pattern starts to sell. It becomes a trend, right? And then all the other, and they said the trend doesn't last but about 5 years, 3, 4, 5 years, because all the other furniture people follow that trend. They start making the fabric, and then China will copy the trend. Whatever the trend is, China will copy it and hijack it, right? So, what's the deal? How to escape it? What is it? Why does it exist? Well, it's a box. It's a cube. It's a, just like legalists and Jezebels and Delilahs, they all are legalists. If you try to think out and see, here's the thing. There's government laws to try to keep people in these patterns. There's government rules and laws, and there's statutes, and there's regional and federal and state and city. There's city code. There's statutes and code to keep you in a pattern, keep you in a box. And the reason is because the flesh mind is nothing but sin, and the flesh mind is an AI program, and the habits are just an AI machine. And so the habits that you follow are usually programs that you learn from the rock station, the country station, the music, the TV, the movies. And so when you start to cut the noise off and break the program, one of the ways I was able to break the programs exponentially is cut the music off. I cut the TV off 30 years ago. I quit watching TV 30 years ago. And then about 7, 8 years ago, I cut the music off. I can't remember how long, but it's probably been, yeah, I'm sure it's been about 8 years, because I know I quit listening to music when I was doing rideshare. So it was about 8 or 9 years. And so when you start to cut the noise off, the music, the media, the culture, programming, you got bloodline ties. When you start to cut those ties and start to think different, and you start to break free from any kind of pattern, you'll start to be introspective and see patterns that you still do that you don't like. Whether it's laziness, whether it's not saving money or spending too much money or worrying or overthinking or whatever. So there's patterns that you can see in yourself that are still there because you were able to see the patterns on the outside that other people are doing, which allows you to be introspective to see your own patterns. And so when you see your own patterns, then you start to do the inner work. Then you finally woke up, and it's not about everybody else around you, because everything around you is a system. Everything around you is a system. What is a sister? A follower. What is a sister? Apostle Paul says doesn't he have the right to lead about a sister as a wife? He has that right. But he was so dedicated to what he was doing that he didn't get married. He might have been married before, he might have been a widow, whatever. But he was so dedicated. He said, I have a right to lead about a sister. But he was so dedicated to the church, to the believers, to the spreading the good news, the gospel, that he didn't do that. Because actually, when you marry, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, if you get married, the man and woman are different, but they get married and they get yoked up. So they end up starting to make a kingdom down here. Whether they like it or not, it's just part of it. They start, so the woman, she got to make her house nice for the kids, and the man's got to go build his business for the home. They're building a life down here. In a way, that's not a bad thing, as long as your affections are not down here. You're just doing it, but it's just, you know, it's not forever. You're just doing it to create that pattern. So what is the ultimate pattern? So this copy machine and this cube legalistic system that we're in. It's a death cult, really. The legalistic system's a death cult. And so the legalistic system is designed to cut out your flesh mind. Is to make you cry out and say, I want to escape this pattern. I'm tired of this job. I'm tired of this way of thinking. I'm tired of this narcissist I'm dealing with. I'm tired of this cycle repeat. I'm tired of going around the mountain, around the mountain, around the mountain, around the mountain. I'm so tired, I can't stand it. So the rules and the laws and the boundaries are designed to cut you and push you to that point. And so it's designed to push you to that point to where you either have a midlife crisis, try to act like a child again, or you get born again. And then you start setting your affections above, not below. And so when you start to renew your mind and be introspective, then you start to be able to break every pattern. The addiction becomes easy to break because you know you're seated in heavenlies in Christ, and all patterns, all addictions, all bad habits are broken in Jesus. Jesus is the one that moves you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so all these legalistic games, all these legalistic rules, it's nothing more than somebody trying to build themselves up, set a trend, make look at me, create a system, create a kingdom down here that's always going to fall apart eventually. Now, if you can think outside the box, you got something. But all these systems and all these, they're just following after a bigger pattern. And what's that pattern? Christ and his church. So even though the legalism and the rules and the laws and the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Even though these things are here, and even though these things are happening everywhere all the time, is designed for your benefit that you are introspective and you escape the materialism, the flesh, and the pride of life, and you realize it's all Jesus. And so every person is per the Son, and then you start to see the holographic fractal simulated training program to move you from the flesh mind being stuck in time. Time is just a repeat. And so you step outside of time in Christ by faith. You're still walking down here, but you're outside of time. And so then you can see the fractal holographic reality, and you're outside of time. Because you rest in Jesus. So by walking by faith, you escape all these tricks. So even if you don't understand what I just said, let's make it really easy for you. Just walk by faith. Because if you walk by faith, you escape all their games, all their tricks. Now, it's good to get educated and be aware of what's going on and pray and ask God and fast and whatever you need to do to see through their game, because these manipulators are everywhere. Some of the trendsetters are psychopaths, sociopaths, trying to prey off of you to get you to follow them, you know. They want you to follow them because they're getting rich off of you. You see what I'm saying? So these systems, these jobs, these businesses, it's a cube. And the cube is what? Cube steak. It's going to cut you. It's going to cut your flesh. You're going to be cut and turned and tenderized. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Can you hear what I'm saying? Can anybody hear me? So what's the ultimate pattern? So God is moving you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. What is the ultimate pattern? Christ and his church. Christ and his body. One with Christ. In order to get back to God, you go through Jesus. And so the word one, you move from the neo to the one. Neo was still in the matrix. Nero was still in that AI program. Neo was still in the box. Neo was asleep. So you have a transformation process in the inner man that wakes you up. And then while you're in the program, while you're in this fake simulated training program, while you're in it, You're awake and you can laugh at it. Doesn't matter what movie you look at, whether it's The Matrix, whether it's The Truman Show, whether it's, what's that movie, Groundhog Day, any time travel movie, any Matrix movie, any spiritual movie, it doesn't matter what it is. Here is every one of those movies, here's the archetype of all those movies. And if you're an actor or an actress, listen to me, because once you learn the archetype of all the movies, then you can go in and act on any movie. You don't even need a script because you already know the script because it's the same script. And so my point is, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, it's the same truth. And so the boxes are to push you and push you out while you're still in the Matrix. You can live self-aware of how the Matrix is trying to conform you into a box, but you're self-aware that you're not in the box. And you can laugh at the box. You can laugh at the devil's game. Now, you don't want to be prideful, because when the devil comes at you, he can hit you with four or five darts. You don't want to fight the devil. Say, Lord, rebuke you, and you go to Jesus when the devil shows up. Because he's a master deceiver. He's a spiritual being. He can hit you. He's outside of time. Even though he's stuck in time, he's able to hit you with time that it feels like he's outside of time. It's really hard to even comprehend. But he controls time. The cycles, the flesh mind. He's like a principality and a power and rulers of darkness, right? So they work in another plane. But it's still the AI plane. Even though he thinks he's outside of it, he's still in it. You understand what I'm saying? And so the only way to escape it is born again. But the devil and the fallen angels, they can't be born again. And so they just keep playing these games. It's a game. And so they like to harass you and torment you and all that. But you can laugh at it. It's just a game. They are defeated. They are defeated foe. So every box, every AI program, every system, every game that the devil plays, the demons, whatever, the narcissist, the psychopath, the witch, the warlock, every game they play, you've already seen it 1,000 times, and they have no new game. If you pay attention, they keep coming back, but they have no new game. But what are they trying to do? They're trying to see in to what bothers you, or seeing if there's something they can grab hold of to pull you into that trap. But if you're in Jesus, no trap can hold you because you're covered by the blood and you're free. And so my point is, time is an AI machine. Your human body's an AI. The only way you're going to escape the habits of the AI, the habit is an AI program. Your culture, your bloodline, it's all an AI program. And the only way you're going to escape it, because you're mortal, your body's dead. It's a mortal body. It's going back to the grave. You got dead fingernails, dead skin, dead hair, dead finger, toenails, your skin, it peels off. Yeah, the skin on the top's dead, protecting the underneath, but you're still walking around with dead skin on your body. You're dead. Your mortal body means you're going back to the grave. The word mort, M-O-R, is death. Your mortgage is, as long as there's a mortgage, as long as it's being paid, it's active. But when you don't pay it, it's dead. You lose the agreement. My point is, you're in a dead system. You're in a death cult. You're in an AI program. And the only way to escape is by the Spirit of God. And the only way you're going to get the Spirit of God is through Jesus. Receive Jesus into your heart by faith. Otherwise, you're in a habit. You're in a program. You're a copy. It's all a copy machine. And the only way you're going to escape this repeat simulated copy machine is by faith. And now you're seated in the heavenlies and you just walk around inside this place, trying to pluck some people out of the AI program. Not that you have the power, but Christ in you, the gospel, the truth.
how can the gospel have so much power? It's just words. You speak the gospel because Jesus is the word. Words are power. You're in a, you're, Jesus is the word and you're in the word. This is a script. It's like being in a book. You're in a 3D version of the book and it's all a copy. It's like copyright. When they do a book, make copies, it's copyright, right? It's a copy writ. It's written. It's stained everywhere. R-I-T, writ. It's written everywhere. So the only way to escape this habitual AI flesh mind program is to get saved. John 3:16. That's the only way out, people.